in. Let's talk to Mick, who's in Bromley. Hello, Mick.
Hello, Mike.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good, thank you very much.
Good.
What it is I'm a postman and I'm on round at the moment.
Okay.
And I'm hearing all this. Everybody on the post is in a rage at the moment because of lies that are being told. And I'm relying on you because your station, you always say you're the people of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
We
and
are.
All we're hearing from the top of the post office at the moment is lies, lies, and more lies.
Well, we're hoping to speak to your union later on in the show, yeah. So hopefully we'll get Dave Ward on to tell us what you're going to tell us a bit of. Tell us what you want to tell
he's
us.
He's pretty hopeless, to be honest, as well.
Is he?
To start with, the first thing, the 10,000 people they're going to lay off. They're saying they might have to lay off. Well, that's the biggest lie of all.
Right.
Because at the moment, virtually every office or depot in the post office is 20 to 30 people short.
Right.
And they're doing a restructuring just before Christmas, so they want to get rid of another 20 walks. So what they're going to do is they're going to actually get rid of the walks and make all the other walks that we do longer.
Right.
Which they're the walks we can't do at the moment because they're too long, because we're already doubled up.
And what's the definition of a walk? How long would a walk normally be?
Well, the walk I'm doing is about 10 miles.
Okay.
Roughly.
Every day?
So every single day.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Absolutely, my friend. And they're making them longer. But we can't do the walk at the moment. And we've got so much mail. I swear to you, I could send you a picture. We do roughly, we have three boxes, these grey boxes, like a fruit box size, full of mail a day.
Right.
We do three of those a day. It's chocker.
And have you got one of those trolleys, right? Because you can't carry all that, can you?
No, I'm in a van. Yeah, the trolley boys, they virtually could carry nothing. So we have to carry half of their walk as well and do their walk for them.
Right.
We take all their parcels and all the rest of them.
Right.
And that's what I'm doing today. All I'm doing today is parcels. I've got 2 weeks' worth of mail that hasn't been delivered because they won't let us deliver it.
Right.
They say, no, we're only interested in the parcels.
Okay.
We're not interested in the letters. So leave them. I've got 31 of them boxes standing next to my frame where I put all the letters in.
Right.
Like I said, on average day is three of them. That's how bad things are getting because they won't let us do the letters.
And how long does it take you to get all that stuff to the people you're supposed to get it to?
I start at 7:15 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I finish roughly about 3:00.
Right, okay. Pretty long day.
And that's not getting finished. So a lot of that is put on the next day. And then, of course, it accumulates and it goes up and up until the end of the week. And it's ridiculous. And that's what's happening. It's been happening for so long, I can't remember.
Right.
Anyways, I was saying, where we're so short, and he's saying we're going to get rid of all these people by August. What they actually mean is they're not going to get rid of anybody. All they're going to do is say, because we're so short, each depot's short of 30 people. They get rid of those 30 walks that are short.
Right. So they just won't fill the jobs.
No, so they won't fill the jobs. So that problem's still going to be there. It's horrendous. Everybody is on their knees in the post office. It's so bad.
Right.
The other thing, he's telling us about all this. I've never heard so much rubbish in all my life from this fellow who runs the company.
Right.
He wants to split it up and sell it up. He's saying to us, they're running out of this money. They've just given over 400 million to the shareholders. He's paid him and his two oppos 3 million quid between them.
Yeah.
They've also got nearly £1 million worth of shares between them they've been given.
But has he managed to lose 219 million quid?
Sorry, I nearly swore then. It's absolute rubbish, my friend. Absolute rubbish.
Well, so he's not making a loss?
He's never in a million years. I will cut both my legs off if he's making a loss. I'm telling you.
That'll make the walk a bit difficult.
This company is making a fortune. They made £750 million profit last year.
Okay.
And they gave £400 million to the shareholders.
Right.
And the rest of it, God knows it. He's paid himself a fortune. But he wants to give us 2% pay rise.
Yeah.
He wants to get rid of all our sick pay. He wants to cut all our holidays. He wants to, we can't book a holiday now, it's virtually impossible to get a day off in this company.
Yeah.
They won't let you have it, full stop. There's 2 months of the year we're not allowed to have a holiday at all, or a day off, which is November and December.
What do you work, 5 days for?
I work 5 days. A lot of people work 6 days, they can do rest days, and I'm actually doing a rest day today because the strike's got backed up, so we come in and help out.
Yeah.
We want to help the customers, so we come in and do it to try and help out, but it's so backed up.
Right.
But it's all just lies. Lies, lies, and more lies. You really need to look into this and see what they're saying. Because we're at our wit's end, all the people. This strike is going to go on and on and on. And we're talking now about having a full week strike. Yeah. That's what we want, because these one days are a waste of time. Yeah. So we want
now, aside from the parcels, though, aside from the parcels, I've got to ask you this question, Mick. Is it the case that you're being given a load of little commercial mail to put through people's letterboxes, you know, stuff like promotional stuff? And because, I mean, I'll tell you the honest truth, I don't get much mail because literally nothing really comes to me. My bank statements are electronic now. You know, my phone bill's electronic. Everything's electronic. I don't really see any bills that come to me. I once was away from my house when I was, you know, having it redecorated. I went back after a week, didn't have any post at all. So, I mean, there should be less post.
Yeah, we call those commercial things, we call them door-to-doors.
Yeah.
And the post office get a fortune to deliver them. And I can tell you now, I've got 6 weeks' worth under my desk that haven't been delivered.
Yeah.
They're not getting delivered. Because we haven't got time to put them in a frame to get them delivered. So they're just sitting there. And there's people paying for it and they're not getting the service.
Yeah.
Because we haven't got time to do it. And those, they're the bane of our life. Every single postman hates them. But we've got to deliver them because that's where the wages come from. So we understand that. But they are a pain.
And without wishing to put you on the spot, Mick, can I ask you sort of what sort of ballpark are you talking about earning at the moment?
I take a week, I think, just the £400, £420 I take home a week.
Okay. All right. So that's not a load of money, is it?
No, it's not a lot of money. And we walked all, without single question, without any putting up any against it, we worked every single day through the pandemic, every day. And they was telling us how great we were, how fantastic we was for the company. And then they offered us a 2% pay rise. And they gave the managers, listen to this, they gave the managers, because they was going on strike as well, they all got a big pay rise. And then they got, it said that they got £1,000 bonus each as well on top of that.
Right.
And now on our strike days, they're giving them £150 food vouchers and extra money to come in for that day. And all they do is sit in the office. They don't go out and do anything at all. Because we've all seen them. We've been standing outside and watching them. They do absolutely nothing. So we can't afford to give thousands of managers all that stuff, but we're getting nothing because we're doing the work. And he's insulted us with a 2% pay rise. And I'll tell you where he can stick 2%, mate. It's ridiculous.
Well, listen, Mick, I can tell you've got the gander up for this. I'll be putting all of this to them. I will make sure we find out what the bottom line is on all of this. Okay? Thanks very much for ringing in and telling us about all of that stuff.